Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. There's a lot of stuff happening in the world right now. I think the first story that we need to cover has to be the story about banks issuing a warning about scams in South Africa. Scams are so prevalent that even SARS sometimes falls victim to them.
Oh, yeah. And I recall that making headlines last year, actually. And if you think about the time of year that we're actually in, Sizwe, it doesn't really come as too much of a surprise that the banks have also alerted us as customers to be a lot more cautious than what we usually are. Think about the fact that we've come out of the festive season. There's January blues that are also frustrating a lot of South Africans. And Discovery Bank has been one of the latest banks to issue a warning to their customers and South Africans at large about the sharp increase in vishing. That's with a V. Now, that's typically voice phishing, not very unfamiliar to many South Africans, where a lot of fraudsters would typically call clients asking them to verify information, perhaps even update their FICA documentation over the phone, and through that try to exploit the system through one-time pins and passwords that might be shared, and as such access their bank accounts. Now, it seems as though this has been on a prevalent rise, especially in the last few weeks, and has really started to cause concern for many of the banks. I do recall also seeing a few people on social media, a few friends as well, mentioning that they might be affiliated with other banks like Investec, even Nedbank also issuing similar statements over the last few weeks. So again, just a reminder to South Africans to be a lot more cautious and vigilant when it comes to these kind of schemes, especially when they're placed under duress and immediate pressure to respond immediately to the feedback that the bank or so-called bank operator might be calling for. SABRIC, which is the South African Banking Risk Operations Center, Information Center, has also highlighted that this not only takes place through vishing, but of course we've also known of other schemes like phishing, which is emails that might be shared or other forms of misinformation that would be shared with customers. So be vigilant out there.
Last year, we talked about the fact that DStv subscribers had shrunk even further, below a million. And obviously, in economics, we've got something called the substitution effect. Netflix, on the other hand, grown to over 300 million subscribers globally. Tell us about that.
This is big. And I think to contextualize the numbers, you know, we might think 300 million, well, that might sound like nothing, but think of it as three times the size of Nigeria's population. That's the context that we're talking about in terms of these numbers. So Netflix just yesterday announced its results and updates in terms of the operations. And overall, it seems as though there's a lot that they've been doing that has worked in their favor. Remember the Mike Tyson and Jake Paul boxing match that took place in November last year?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that actually managed to draw at least more than 108 million viewers worldwide, despite the fact that the streaming service did have some pressure in terms of its connectivity. So what they're finding is that the live streaming of events, sporting events, or even entertainment actually does help to draw larger audiences and heighten their retention rate overall. They've also issued new content in terms of the likes of Squid Game. And what we're finding is that not only are they seeing an increase in their subscriber numbers, but for US customers and those based in Canada, they're actually going to increase their subscription fees substantially. Now, they have different tiers for subscription levels for accounts based in those markets, typically because it's related to the size or quality of their fiber network. So the higher the quality of the network and fiber connection, then the higher the streaming service that they would potentially pay for if they choose for standard content or HD content. We're not quite certain if these pricing adjustments will impact the rest of the clients across the globe, including us in South Africa. But we're also well aware, and you might recall when they had that operation to actually tighten the password sharing conditions that they had and number of accounts that could be linked. So that's also just been another factor that's worked in their favor to increase customers, boost their earnings. And now from what we see, even increasing pricing in markets like the US and Canada.
Okay, speaking about markets like the US and Canada, what are the global money markets saying?
It's been interesting. So a day after Trump got inaugurated, I think everyone's just been on tenterhooks trying to evaluate what the markets think of him. Many are calling for a Trump-light approach to many of the policies he's implemented. But the truth is, many investment analysts also say that it's just unpredictable. They're not quite certain what will happen yet. For now, though, what we have seen is that not only did the US and European and Asian markets close in positive territory yesterday, but the JSE All Share Index was also up in the green, 84,845 points. Currency-wise, we had 1851 to the greenback, which is solid standing, 2283 to the British pound, and 1927 against the euro.
Thank you very much. It brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959. if you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.